Good morning, everyone. So this week in the gospel, I think we have an opportunity to reflect upon the nature of power and honor. I think that's what the gospel ultimately is getting at, right? Power and honor. Things that we as human beings, I'd say things that we all desire, and things that in and of themselves are not necessarily bad. However, so long as they're seen in the correct light. Right, these ideas of power and honor. Right, so this morning, right, we see the sons of Zebedee. We see James and John, right, approaching Jesus, asking them if they can sit at his left and right in glory. Right, and again, not that there's anything wrong with this idea of wanting to bask in the glory of our Lord. Right, I mean, you know, Jesus, he is. He's a glorious individual, right? And we as Christians, we should want to share in that. So it's a good thing. It's a good thing that James and John, that they want to share in that power. They want to share in that honor. But the thing is, and this is the thing that we see throughout the entirety of not only the gospel we heard today, but the gospel in general, right? It's that this idea, these ideas that we have, these worldly ideas of power, of honor, right? The things that ultimately get turned on their head. Right? What Jesus is saying, he says, all these things that you think, really, I'm going to turn them upside down. What you think about power, what you think about honor, these are things that you don't fully understand. And so today, I think today we have this opportunity to reflect upon how we are called to share in the honor and power of Jesus Christ. Because mind you, right? We see Jesus Christ, we see the Messiah, the incarnate Son of God, completely different than the apostles would have, completely different than the Jews would have, right? Because they were expecting a political ruler, right? They were expecting someone to succeed the throne of David, the throne of King David, right? He was the one who brought Israel to great political power. And so naturally, they thought that when Jesus came, he was going to be this great warrior. They thought he was going to be someone who could help and squash the Romans to bring Israel back to what they had always hoped for. Right? They wanted this really earthly power, worldly power. Right? They wanted to be able to dominate the world. So when Jesus comes, when he says that not only that he's the incarnate Son of God, but rather that he says that he came to be the servant of all, right, when he comes as an instrument of peace, this was something that the apostles, that the Jews, they still didn't fully understand. In fact, today, the Jews, they're still waiting for that Messiah, that political Messiah that will bring Israel to what they believe as their rightful place in the world, right, as God's chosen people. But what Jesus is telling us today in the gospel is that this idea of power, right, this is the idea that needs to be flipped on its head. Because James and John, right, they see this idea of power as some zero-sum game, which is, I think, something that we as human beings tend to see as well. Right? We see this idea of power as being the king of the hill, so to speak. And there can only be one. Only one person can be on top of everyone else. So the idea is to clear everyone else outside, out of your way. But what Jesus is saying is that this idea of power, this idea of sitting at his left and right, it's something completely different. Right? In fact, what Jesus tells us, right, is the one who is the leader is the one who is the servant of all. Right? The idea that Jesus came to serve, not to be served, this was something that the apostles, that they couldn't quite figure out. Right? He was the Messiah. He was the leader. Right? He was supposed to be the one who everyone served him. So Jesus tells them, no, you need to change this. Right? Looking to those apostles, looking to those men that he's going to turn his church over to, he tells them, your role now is to be a servant. Because as we see in the gospel today, right, the other apostles, they're indignant. They're angry. They're angry that the sons of Zebedee, that James and John would ask to sit at their left and their right. And I don't think they're angry at their lack of humility. They're angry that they didn't ask for it first. They're thinking, why didn't we think of this? Why didn't we ask him for it? Because, you know, just a few weeks ago in the gospel, we heard them arguing over which one of them was the greatest. So again, Jesus, right, he's flipping this idea. He's telling them, listen, if you want to be the greatest, if you want to be the one that is first in my kingdom, then you have to be the servant of all. Because what Jesus is telling us, you don't understand what you're asking for when you ask to sit at my left and my right. You don't get it. You don't know what that means. Because he says, my kingdom is not here. My kingdom is not of this planet. And the throne that I sit upon, it's not one of glory. Because the place where we see Jesus seated upon his throne is atop the cross. Right? And if that is the throne of Jesus, then who were the ones that sat at his left and right but two thieves who were crucified with him? You see, that is Jesus atop his earthly throne. And so for us, again, if we want to be the king of the hill, if we want to be the one who truly possesses power, then we have to follow Jesus up the hill of Calvary. That's what it means to participate in the Christian life. That's what it means to participate in the earthly glory of Jesus Christ, so as to be with him in heaven, right? It's to lay down our lives in love of him, in love of God, and in love of neighbor, right? To lay down our lives in service, right? To follow Jesus up Calvary. To make those small sacrifices in life. My friends, this week, I think what the church is inviting us to do, the church is inviting us to lay down our lives in sacrifice. And I know for us, it's always very, very tempting to try to do huge things, to try to do big things of sacrifice. And there's nothing wrong with that. But I would invite you all to ask yourself, where can I just do something small in my life? Where am I neglecting a person? Where can I make some small act of sacrifice out of love of God and neighbor? Because I would say that's the way that we begin to live this gospel today. Right? By intentionally deciding to lay down our lives, by intentionally deciding to follow the example of Jesus and being one who serves, not one who is served. So this week, let us reflect upon that. Let us reflect upon how we can lay down our life in service for love of God and neighbor. Because it should be our desire to be seated at Jesus' left and right. But unlike the sons of Zebedee, let us understand that in order to be at his left and right, we have to follow him up atop Mount Calvary.